知道你的臨在。
We pray that your word will speak to our hearts.
我們祈求你的話語對我們的心來到說話。
Soften our hearts and minds.
軟化我們的心思意念。
That we may be receptive to your words.
讓我們能夠去接受你的話語。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我們是奉耶穌基督的名字祈求。
Amen. Amen.Today we're continuing our theme on to live is Christ.
今日我哋会继续我哋嘅主题就系活着是基督。
We as a session decided on this preaching series.
堂会点解会拣呢一系列嘅讲道咧
？Because we really want to encourage brothers and sisters to grow deeper in our faith.
因为我哋要鼓励弟兄姊妹喺我哋嘅信心里边更加嘅成长，更加嘅深入。
We claim to be followers of Christ.
我哋宣称我哋系跟随基督嘅。
And therefore we want our love for Christ to grow deeper and deeper.
以致我哋所渴慕嘅就系我哋对基督嘅爱，亦都系越发加深。
So as we go over these passages that we're preaching on,
当我哋要讲呢一系列嘅讲道。
We're always going to bring up a question to challenge us that we, a question that we can ponder upon for the whole week.
我哋时常都会去问一啲嘅问题，让我哋喺一个星期里边，我哋都能够反思。
And today's passage actually brings us up to a very important question.
而今日嘅讲道就系带到一个好重要嘅问题。
It's a matter of eternal consequences.
因为呢一个嘅问题喺永恒里边系有一个后果嘅。
It's a matter of life and death.
系在乎生与死。
The simple question is, how can I know that I'm saved?
个问题就系话我如何得知道我是否系一个得救嘅人
？John 15 verse 2 and verse 6.
约翰福音第十五章第二同第六节咁样讲。
Verse 2 says, every branch of mine that does not bear fruit, he takes away. God the Father takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like the branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned.
第二節咁樣講，凡屬我不結果子的枝子，他係講到父神就剪去；凡結果子的，他就修理乾淨，使枝子結果子更多。第六節，人若不常在我裏面，就像枝子丟在外面枯乾，人拾起來丟在火裏燒了。
We don't want to end up like the branches that are thrown away into the fire.
我哋唔想就好似呢啲枝子被丢出去进到火里。
Okay, this example is basically pointing to non-Christians who don't believe in Jesus Christ.
喺呢度呢个比喻就系讲到一个非信徒，当佢哋唔相信主耶稣基督。
That if we don't, when we die and we don't have Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
如果我哋离开呢个世界，我哋仲未接受主耶稣基督为我哋救主嘅。
That there is no salvation for eternal life in heaven.
喺永恒里边，我哋就冇呢一个嘅得救，我哋唔能够进入天国。
You know, and we don't want to be part of the branches that are gathered and thrown away to be in that fire.
我哋唔愿意成为呢一束嘅枝子被剪落嚟而丢去火里。
So the question is, how do I know? How can I be sure that I am truly saved?
咁个问题就系我点样有一个确据去相信我实在系得救咧
？You know, and it's very and John gives us a very clear understanding and a very clear answer here.
喺呢度。约翰俾咗一个好清晰嘅解释，亦都一个好确实嘅答案。
Okay, let me give you a little context of where John 15 comes in.
或者我喺呢度讲下约翰福音第十五章嘅呢个嘅背景。
So Jesus spoke John 15 these words right after the Lord's Supper.
呢度系讲呢一段讲呢一段嘅时候，耶稣就系啱啱喺最后晚餐之后。
It's that last supper before Jesus goes to the cross.
就喺耶稣最后晚餐嘅时候，系喺耶稣被钉喺十字架之前。
That he's going to, he has a meal with all his disciples.
佢就喺嗰度首先同佢嘅门徒有一餐嘅饭。
And it was during this meal that actually Jesus said that one of you will betray me.
就喺呢个最后晚餐嘅时候，耶稣就话喺你哋十二个当中有一个要出卖我。
And Jesus actually identifies Judas as the one that would betray Jesus.
而喺嗰度，耶稣就系指出系犹大要出卖佢。
And we have to really understand when we read this passage in John.
当我哋读
The way that John uses this phrase, in me, it's not talking about the same thing that Paul's word that when he talks about being in Christ. So when we're talking about in me here,
在这里说, 在我里,
you know, it's part of this metaphor that John is using.
在这里,
so he's talking, when he talks about in me, he's talking about every person who professes to be a follower, my follower.
在这里约翰所说的在我里是解释每一个人宣称他是跟随主耶稣的人。
So the followers of Jesus,
跟随主耶稣的人,
the disciples that were following him during that day,
就是这一班的门徒, 当日是跟随主耶稣的,
you know, not all the disciples were necessarily true believers.
不是必然每一个门徒都是一个真正的信徒。
Now, a lot of people were following after Jesus.
有很多人跟随耶稣。
He was the new flavor of the day.
他就好像当时最时尚的一样。
Because of all the miracles that he did, because of all the healings that he had done.
因为主耶稣行了很多的神迹奇事。
You know, it says 5,000 people came to Jesus that day.
那天有5,000人来到耶稣那里。
All right, thousands of people came.
很多成千的人来。
But not everybody that follows Jesus really truly has salvation.
但是不是每一个跟随耶稣的都实在有救恩。
Because a lot of people follow Jesus for their own reasons.
因为有些人是因为自己的某一些原因去跟着耶稣。
All right, but not for the purpose of receiving and believing in him as their Savior and Lord.
但是那个原因不是要相信接受主耶稣基督为他们个人的救主。
Jesus himself gave us this warning in Matthew 7.
在马太福音第七章,
verses 21 to 23. He says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did I not prophesy your name and cast out demons in your name? And do many things and works in your name. And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道。 奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能么？我就明明的告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
And then in the following verses,
然之后跟住的几节,
he says that there will be many people who will build a religious house on sandy land.
他亦都讲到有好多人要建造他们宗教的
And they will cling to that religion, thinking that that religion will save them. Following after the law, doing what it says. But when judgment comes, that house will not stand.
但是当审判来到的时候,
that's actually the picture of Judas that is painted. Judas was a follower of Jesus for over 3 years. He was counted as one of the first 12 disciples of Jesus. You know, he heard every sermon and every teaching that Jesus ever gave. He witnessed all the miracles firsthand. He watched Jesus heal those who are sick and bring the dead to life. Yet he never gave up himself to receive Jesus as his Savior and Lord.
但係佢冇接受主耶穌基督為佢嘅個人救主。
You know, when I was thinking about this, I like to call this the Judas syndrome.
當我睇到呢幅圖畫嘅時候，我就認為呢一個係叫做猶大綜合症。
You know, it looks like Judas syndrome. It looks like an active branch.
點解佢話呢個係一個綜合性啊？因為睇起上嚟佢就好似一個有行動嘅枝子。
Looks like a really nice guy.
好似係一個好人。
You know, he follows after Jesus. He does nice things.
佢跟隨耶穌，佢行善。
But he's not really living, bearing fruit for Christ. Nor does he give his life over to Christ.
但係佢不單止冇為主耶穌基督結果子，佢亦都冇將佢嘅生命托付俾基督。
Therefore, like Judas, he was cut off.
所以就係好似猶大一樣，佢係呢個枝子係被剪落嚟。
And this is a very stark warning for all of us.
而對於我哋嚟講，呢一個係一個好嚴重嘅警告。
You know, we're reminded and told in 2 Peter 1 to make our salvation sure.
在彼得后书的第一章，他说我们要肯定我们的救恩。
We have to make sure of our own salvation.
我们要对自己的救恩有这个肯定。
We have to be open-hearted and open-minded to really think about where my heart really stands.
我们要清楚知道究竟我们的心在哪
里。Do I really follow after Christ?
我是不是真的跟随耶稣基督呢?
Do I really treasure him as my Savior, my Lord?
我是不是真的看主耶稣基督是我宝贵的救主呢?
Because one can truly know that they are saved.
一个人是实在可以知道他是不是得救的。
And the question is always that we have to ask ourselves, am I saved?
我们时常要问一下自己，我是不是得救呢?
Do I know this Christ of the Bible the way that he wants us to know him?
我对圣经所描述的主耶稣是不是有他所要求我认识他的方法呢？
You know, but people will say, oh, what is that? What is that requirement? It's kind of confusing. I want to be sure.
或者你都说，我都很想知道啊，究竟应该怎样做呢？
John gives us the answer in verse 5.
在第五节，约翰就给了个答案我们了。
So I am the vine, you are the branches.Whoever abides in me and I in him, he is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离开了我，你们就不能做什么。
He brings up this very, very special word here.
在这里讲了，用了一个很特别的字眼。
Okay, he uses the word, well, translated abide here.
这里讲在我里面。
In the Greek is meno.
在希列文来讲，这一个字就叫做 meno。
M-E-N-O.
串起上来就是 M-E-N-O.
And it's used actually 11 times in this chapter alone.
只是在这一章里面是用了11次。
And 27 times in the whole epistle of John.
而在约翰书信里面，这个字是用了27次。
So this Greek word meno, yeah, can be translated abide.
所以这个的原文，这个的字翻出来就是在我里面。
All right, some synonyms, it means to stay.
有一些同义词，意思就是说你留在。
To dwell in.
居住在。
Okay, that's the idea of meno, to abide.
意思，这个原文的意思就是说，要在我里。
So how do you know that you're a Christian?
那你怎么知道你是不是一个基督徒啊?
You need to abide in Christ.
你就是要在基督里。
Now, Jesus says, I am the vine, we are the branches.
耶稣说，我就是葡萄树，你就是枝子。
Now, when you become a Christian, you become connected directly to Jesus.
当你成为一个基督徒的时候，你就是直接与主耶稣基督有这个联系。
He becomes the living water that flows into through Christ to feed you.
他就是成为藉着主耶稣基督，他成为这个的活水，你得着喂养。
It's his spirit that nourishes you spiritually.
是他的灵去喂养你。
But only through Christ can we know and abide in Christ.
我们唯有这样，我们才能够是常在基督里。
That's how we know we're saved.
我们就是这样知道我们是得救。
That we need to keep fellowship with Christ.
我们要不 斷嘅與基督相交。
So abiding means, first of all, that you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
在基督裏嘅意思，首先就係你接受主耶穌基督為你個人嘅救主。
Okay, that's very basic.
呢個係最基本嘅。
Understanding that we are all sinners.
去明白我哋每一個人都係罪人。
And that there's no way that we can save ourselves.
而我哋沒法嘅自我拯救。
And therefore God sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins.
所以神差派主耶穌基督為著我哋嘅罪而死。
That if we trust in Him and believe in Him as our Lord and Savior,
当我哋相信主耶稣基督为我哋嘅救主，
that our sins can be washed away through Christ's blood.
藉住主耶稣基督嘅宝血，我哋嘅罪得洗净。
It's believing in Christ that makes us justified, that makes us declared righteous before God.
是因为我哋相信主耶稣基督，以致我哋因住。相信佢，我哋能够因信称义。
We know that even as Christians, we sin.
我哋知道，就算我哋做咗基督徒嘅时候，我哋都仲会犯罪。
But it's that blood of Christ that washes over us that's sufficient to make us holy before God.
但系就系主耶稣嘅宝血足够嘅洗净我哋，让我哋喺神面前成为义。
And that's why we can come and call God Abba Father.
以致我哋能够嚟到神嘅面前称他为我哋阿爸父。
Even though we do struggle with sin.
虽然我哋喺罪里边仲有呢个挣扎。
But we're declared righteous before God.
但系喺神面前，神称我哋为义。
Right, and throughout our lives now, He is continuing to make us holy. That's sanctification.
而喺我哋嘅生命里边去继续嘅使我哋成圣。
And that can only happen how?
呢啲事情点样可以发生啊
？We have to be abiding in Christ.
我哋就要在基督里。
See, we have to abide not just for our salvation.
我哋唔系净系因为要救恩，我哋先至在基督里。
We don't abide just that moment I come and believe in Jesus.
唔系净系喺嗰一刻我嚟到相信主耶稣。
But I have to abide every day.
而系每一天嘅在基督里。
Sanctification, being made holy, is an everyday event.
因为我哋成圣呢个过程系每一天嘅过程。
And if you are truly saved.
如果你實在係得救嘅，
God's work will make you clean.
因為神嘅工作就會使你成聖。
If you are really a Christian that is saved by the blood of Christ,
如果你真係一個基督徒得蒙主耶穌基督嘅寶血得拯救嘅，
His work will always be effective.
佢嘅工作時常都係有果效嘅。
It doesn't depend on our ability.
因为所依赖嘅唔系我哋嘅能力。
Sanctification, making us holy, is the work of God.
因为成圣呢个过，使我哋成圣呢个过程系出于神。
And abiding in Christ.
当我哋在基督里。
That's when our hearts also will desire to be holy.
我哋嘅心所渴慕嘅就系我哋成圣。
Or when you are truly abiding in Christ.
当你实在嘅在基督里。
You will work with the Holy Spirit.
你就会与圣灵同工。
Because you will desire to seek holiness and righteousness in your own life.
因为喺你嘅生命里边，你追求嘅就系成圣，就系公义。
Because what does it say here?
呢度讲乜嘢？
If you don't abide in Christ,
如果你唔系在基督里，
a Christian can accomplish nothing.
一个信徒能成就嘅系。
Nothing.
没有什么。
Right, that's
什么都不能成就。
It's a very big statement.
这个是一个很大的说法。
If you're not abiding in Christ, all the good that you do means nothing in God's eyes.
如果你不是在基督里，你所行一切的善行，在神的眼中，这些都不是什么。
Why?
为什么?
Because they've not been made holy by Christ.
因为你所做的。
If you're not abiding,
如果你唔係在基督裏，
your work is only by your own strength.
你所做嘅一切只係靠住你自己嘅力量。
Not through the Holy Spirit that works through you to do good works.
唔係藉住聖靈喺你裏面使你作善行。
So you as a Christian must abide daily.
所以你作為一個基督徒嘅時候，你必定要每天在基督裏。
Because it's only through the work of the Spirit that works in you.
唯有聖靈喺你嘅生命裏面嚟到工作。
That cleanses our offerings to God.
去洁净我哋献俾神嘅。
And even the tainted offerings that we offer as service to God.
就算喺我哋嘅侍奉里边，我哋系有瑕疵嘅。
They become a fragrant offering to God because of what?
都能够成为一个馨香嘅祭啊？点解啊？
Because of the work of Christ.
是因为主耶稣基督所成就的。
Right? Everything that you do means nothing to God if it is not washed in the blood of Christ.
你做的一切在神的眼中都不算为什么。除非这些是被主耶稣基督的宝血洁净。
That's the idea of abiding.
这个就是在基督里的意思。
You know, so Judas can have that Judas syndrome to do everything he thinks for Christ.
好似猶大咁，佢可以有猶大綜合症，佢做乜嘢都話係為基督嘅。
But nothing becomes a fragrant offering to God.
但係所做嘅都唔能夠成為一個馨香嘅祭俾神。
Because he's doing it for the wrong reasons.
因為佢用咗一個錯誤嘅動機去做。
Christ has not been his Savior, his Lord.
主耶稣基督不是他的救主。
You know, abiding in Christ means to constantly be dependent on God.
在基督的意思就是常常的去倚靠神。
So that's what we've been talking about all this time, to have that intimate relationship to Christ.
我们一路所讲的就是说跟神有这个亲密的关系。
You know, we've always been asking that since the last, we started this series, are you...In relationship daily with Christ.
我哋开始呢个讲道嘅系列嘅时候，我哋时时都问呢个问题：你系咪每天都与基督与神亲密咧
？Why do we emphasize that?
点解我哋要强调呢一点啊
？Because we have to understand that being in relationship with Christ is a wonderful privilege that we have been given.
因为我哋与在基督里。同佢有一個親密關係，呢一個係我哋一個嘅特權啊。
Not everybody has that.
因為唔係每人有呢個特權。
And we can't take it for granted.
我哋亦都唔可以覺得呢樣嘢係理所當然。
You know, it's the true understanding of grace.
我哋係實在要明白咩叫恩典。
Grace means that, you know, instead of getting what we deserve.
恩典即係話我哋冇得到我哋應得嘅。
And what we truly deserve for our sins is judgment and condemnation.
我哋罪所應得嘅就係審判懲罰。
We deserve eternal death and separation from God.
我哋應得嘅就係與神永遠嘅隔絕，永遠嘅死。
But because of God's grace, we are not given what we deserve.
但係因為神嘅恩典，神冇賜俾我哋應得嘅。
But we're blessed with this privilege of being intimate with Christ because of our forgiveness of sins.
但是神就俾咗我哋呢一个嘅特权，藉住主耶稣基督赦免咗我哋嘅罪，我哋能够与神亲近。
You know, we have no right to demand anything good from God.
我哋冇呢一个嘅权去喺神里边要求一啲乜嘢美善嘅嘢。
The gift of His Son is this amazing privilege.
神将他的爱子赐给我们，这个就是我们的特权。
And that is the relationship that we must abide in.
而我们就是必然要在这个的关系里。
Right, this privilege of this relationship is something that as a Christian, we must cling to all the time, every day.
我们成为一个基督徒的时候，我们要时常，我们要每天去捉紧这个在基督里的这个关系。
Now, we've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now, and many years actually.
我们讲这个题目已经讲了很多个星期或者很多年了。
But the strange thing is that a lot of Christians still think it's very abstract and mystical.
很奇怪呢，还有很多基督徒觉得这个是很抽象或者是很神秘的。
But it's not meant to be.
但是原意不是这样的。
Our Jesus makes it very clear to us, actually, even here in this passage.
就算只是在今天的这一段，耶稣都讲得很清楚。
Right, and these are the things that you maybe we as Christians don't like to think about.
或者我们做基督徒的时候，我们不想这样去想。
So we have a tendency to be lazy.
那我们呢，就有这个的倾向，我们是懒惰的。
John 15:7, it says, If you abide in me, and what? My words abide in you.
第七节咁讲，点样讲？佢话：你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面。
If my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you.
我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。
So this very simple Abiding in Christ means abiding in His Word.
好簡單喎，在基督裏嘅意思即係話你要在佢嘅話語裏邊。
We tell every Christian, "I'll read your Bible."
我哋叫每一個基督徒去讀聖經啊。
You ask them, "Have you read your Bible?" No.
你問下我讀過聖經未啊？未喎。
Next week, you read your Bible?
啊，下個禮拜再問，喂，你讀過聖經未啊？
No.
啊，又未喎。
Oh yeah, I know Jesus is my Savior.
啊，我知，我知耶穌係我救主啊。
But are you reading your Bible this week?
咁你今個星期有冇讀聖經啊
？No，
啊又冇喎。
See, abiding in Christ，
在基督裏
，means that you're growing in God's Word。
意思就話你喺神嘅話語裏邊，你係成長嘅。
You have to dwell in God's Word to be absorbed into God's Word。
你要在神嘅話語裏邊，你要沉醉於神嘅話語裏邊。
That word has to be known so well。
神嘅话你要认识到一个地步。
That Jesus' word becomes the light unto your path.
耶稣嘅话语就系你路上嘅光啊。
Right, that word needs to penetrate your heart, your soul, your mind.
神嘅话语要进入你嘅心思。
That word needs to be the guide for your life, for the way that you live.
神嘅话就系引导你如何嘅生活。
It's only when you know God's word can that word really mold your heart.
唯有你認識神嘅話，神嘅話先至可以去塑造你嘅心。
Without God's word, your heart will never know what God desires.
如果你冇神嘅話，你亦都唔能夠認知道，你都唔能夠知道神嘅心意。
We'll never see all those tainted and bad thoughts and bad desires that really are fully in my heart without.God's word revealing them by His light.
如果我哋冇神嘅话语去照亮我哋嘅心，我哋会睇唔到我哋嘅思想系几咁污秽，我哋嘅行为系几。
God's word informs our thoughts and our actions.
因为神嘅话系让我哋知道我哋嘅心思意念。
That's what verse 7 is saying: is that when God's word abides in you, when your heart is conditioned by His word, controlled by His word.
当你嘅心系被神嘅话语去滋润、去掌管。
That your prayers will be conforming to what God desires.
你嘅祷告就会系跟随神嘅心意嚟到祈求。
So when you pray, you know what God wants.
因为当你祈祷嘅时候，你就知道神要嘅系乜嘢。
And when you know what God wants,
当你知道神要嘅系乜嘢。
God will always answer your prayers for those things.
神就当然会照佢嘅心意嚟到去回应你。
So abiding in God is abiding deep in His Word.
所以要深深嘅喺神里边，就系要深深嘅喺神嘅话语里边。
You know what is the sword of the Spirit? We've been doing that in Ephesians.
你知唔知圣灵嘅宝剑系乜嘢啊？
The Spirit uses God's word to cut into our hearts.
聖靈就係用神嘅話語去刺透我哋嘅心。
It's the word of God that the Spirit uses to cut away, to prune us. This passage.
就係好似呢段經文講，神嘅話語就係呢個嘅寶劍啊，去栽種我哋，去切咗。
When God prunes us, it's through His word to cut away those sinful areas in our lives.
就是神用祂的话语帮我们切除我们生命中是有罪的这些环节。
And it's the Spirit that uses God's word to actually make us to be more and more fruitful.
也都是圣灵用着神的话使我们能够多结果子。
So that's how God works.
神就是这样来到工作。
We think it's mysterious.
我们以为是很神秘的。
We think it's in a vacuum.
我们以为是一个空间里面。
You know, God works mysteriously and all we do is pray.
我们就是祈祷就会神就很神奇这样来到工作。
But God is very practical. He says, read my word.
但是神其实很实际的，神说你读我的话语。
It's my word when it abides in you is what will prune you.Your hearts.
就是我的话语在你里来到去修剪你。
And it, His word will be that light into your path.
而他的话语就是你路上的灯。
A light that shines for you to know what your direction in life is meant to be.
就是当你有这个灯照亮的时候，你就知道你生命的目的是什么。
We all claim to want to live for Christ.
我们每一个人都说我要为主而活。
The problem is we can't.Live for Christ if we don't know where we're going.
但是个问题是，如果我们都不知道自己去哪一道，我们怎样为主而活呢？
We have this false mentality that I As long as I do my things with the heart that says I want to serve Christ, God will bless everything.
我哋就有一個錯誤嘅了解，話啊，總之我心話我想做啲侍奉為主而活咪得咯。
That's not true.
呢個唔係真實噶。
God wants us to abide in His Word.
神要我哋在佢嘅話語裏。
And it's only when we abide in His Word.
唯獨我哋在佢嘅話語裏。
That our lives will be clear, and your life will be clear of where God wants you to walk.
我哋嘅生命方向先至得清晰，知道神要我哋去邊度。
The false way is that we actually choose our own way.
我哋虛假嘅方法就係我哋自己揀自己條路。
And we like to pick up our flashlights and shine our own way.
我哋鍾意揸住自己嘅電筒就係照喺我哋前面。
If you know me, I love flashlights.
如果你認識我，你知道我鍾意電筒嘅。
Now I probably have the strongest flashlight than any of you or any of you have.
我相信我有一個最強嘅電筒比你哋任何一個都強。
Because my eyes are bad, I need to see.
因為我眼唔好嘛，我要睇得到啊。
So I have this big spotlight that shines everything. It opens up.
我就係有呢個好強嘅電筒，可以照亮好多嘢嘅。
And sometimes our minds think that we can shine the light and we can see where we want to go.
有時我哋就要電筒，我哋要知道自己去邊啊。
But we're shining this false light into a path.
但係我哋就係用我哋自己嘅電筒去照住一條虛假嘅道路。
Thinking that's where we want to go.
我哋就以為我哋想去嗰度。
But God's light is bigger than mine.
但係神嘅光比我嘅光更大。
And you're never going to see God's light and path that He wants you to take.
你有冇睇到神要你行邊一條路呢？
Until we learn to shut off our flashlight.
我哋唔會睇到嘅，直至我哋將自己嘅電筒嘅燈熄咗佢。
And flip on that switch of God's light.
我哋就要著咗神嗰眼燈。
And what is that switch?
咁呢一個掣係咩掣呢？
God's Word.
呢一個個掣就係神嘅話語啦。Read
God's word, cling to God's word.
我哋不單止要讀神嘅話語，我哋仲要揸緊神嘅話語。Know
God's word so that becomes the light unto your path.
我哋要認識神嘅話語，而至神嘅話成為我哋路上嘅燈。Don't
choose your own direction and ask God to not let you fall into the pit.
唔好自己揀自己條路，然之後叫神。
Because the light, you know, no matter how much we think is bright, we don't see the pit that's in front of us. Because we're actually following the wrong path. My light is shining in my heart's desire, what I want. God wanted me to turn right over there, not left. So no matter how bright my light shines to the left, I'm going in the wrong way.
無論我自己眼燈喺左邊照到幾光都好，我都係行緊錯路啊。
So the light that shines into your path
喺你路上嘅呢個燈
must be the light of God's word.
一定要係神話語嘅真光。
And we're able to abide most in Christ.
我哋點樣先至能夠最活得在基督裏呢？
John tells us here in verse 10.
喺第十節嗰度，約翰就同我哋講啦。It's
through our obedience.
就係藉住我哋嘅信服。If
you keep my commands, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love.
你們若遵守我的戒命，我的命令就常在我的愛裡，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的愛裡。You
know, as a parent, as a father.
當我哋成為父母，我係一個父親。
There's nothing more pleasing to me than to see my daughters or my children blossom.
冇一樣嘢俾我見到我嘅女兒成長，係更加帶俾我更加多嘅歡樂。
You know, when they obey me, they obey me. That gives me joy when my children listen to me.
當佢哋聽話嘅時候，我心裏邊係有份喜悅嘅。
You know, there's a joy that can't, you know, I think all you parents know.
我相信每一個做父母嘅都知。Alright,
how much grief it is when your child doesn't obey.
如果你嘅細路唔聽話嘅時候，你係幾痛心嘅。
Right, but when they're obedient, oh, there's nothing more sweet to the soul than your child that is obedient.
但係當我哋聽話嘅時候，佢哋就係使你嘅心好甜嘅。Why
are you like that?
點解你係咁啊？
Because God's like that.
因為神都係咁㗎。You
know, there's nothing more sweet to God or pleasing to God than a child who walks obediently by faith.
就係 冇一樣嘢比神嘅兒女憑住信心嘅去信服更加甘甜。
You know, and we are like our God the Father. He's our Father.
天父係我哋嘅父親。
So in the same way,
we
as parents expect the same thing from our children.
所以我哋做父母嘅都會喺我哋嘅小朋友裏面期待同樣嘅嘢。
God finds joy in you.
神喺你裏面有一份喜悅。
When he sees you blossoming in faith.
當佢睇到你嘅信心係成長。
When you're walking obediently to God and his word.
當你係信服嘅，跟住神嘅話語而行。
When you're growing and bearing fruit in your lives.
當你喺你嘅生命裏面係結果子。
There's nothing more sweet to God than that.
對於神嚟講，呢一樣係十分甘甜嘅。
You know, then when our communion, when our walk with God each day.
當我哋每一日與神相交嘅時候。
Becomes a sweet fragrance to God.
對於神嚟講，呢一個係一個香氣。
Because we walk in his word and we walk in obedience.
因為我哋喺佢嘅話語裏面信服嘅以後。
Now, John Owen in his book, Communion with God, says something very good that we need to understand.
John Owen 呢個人佢寫咗本書叫做《與神相交》。
God says that in our communion with God, our relationship with God,
他那裡講到當我們與神相交的時候
that he says our relationship is with God is real. God is responsive to the way that we act.
他就說我們與神相交的時候神是連這個相交是真實的是有回應的。
Our communion is not robotic or static.
我們與神相交的方式不是機械式亦都唔係冇動態嘅。
It's like our relationship with our children.
就係好似我哋同我哋嘅兒女嘅相交一樣。
You know, we respond to our children based, you know, a lot of times by their obedience or disobedience.
我哋好多時對兒女嘅回應就係基於佢哋嘅信服不信服。
You know, when they're obedient, it makes our lives close to them. We adore them. We love them.
當佢哋信聽話嘅時候。我哋會覺得同佢好親密嘅。
And we let them do whatever they want.
我哋就讓佢可以做佢中意做。
But when they're disobedient, when they're bad,
但係當佢哋唔聽話嘅時候咧
，our fluctuation for them, you know, our feelings fluctuate, and we kind of like, oh, they're not being good now.
我哋對佢嘅感情就係有呢個改變。
And you don't have the heart to say, oh, I don't think they deserve any blessing.
又或者咧，你好嬲嗰陣時，你話：，唉，我唔想。
You know, and that's what he's saying here, that our life with God, this communion with God, of walking with God, it fluctuates too.
他这里就讲到我们与神相交这件事呢也都会有改变的。
And that when we walk each day pleasing to God,
当我们每一日生活的时候我们是讨神喜悦的
We experience this blessing of intimacy with God
我们就经历与神有这个亲密的关系
Alright, God walks with you more intimately as we walk in obedience each day
当我们每一天信服的与神同行的时候我们就经历神同我们一个亲密的关系
And the obvious drawback
但是也都当然
So when we are disobedient
当我们不信服的时候
What will we feel?
我们的感觉是什么呢?
We will naturally feel distant from God.
我们很自然就觉得自己远离了神。
All right, we'll feel that God's not here. God's not answering me. God's not with me.
我们就会感觉到神没有听我的恳求。神不是与我同在。
Okay.
神对我没有亲近。
And when we're continually disobedient, what do we feel?
如果我们继续在不信服里面我们会有什么感觉呢
If you are truly God's child,
如果你真是属于神的儿女
you will experience discipline and chastisement from God.
你就会面对神的管教和惩罚
He will discipline you out of his love.
因为神出于他的爱他就要管教你
So that you will come back to him.
以致你会回转
So that distance, that far away from God,
当我们远离神的时候
It's God withdraws because you're disobeying.
是因为我们的不信服。
And in some ways, that's the discipline of making you come back to Him.
神嘅管教就係使你回轉到神。
So that is you know, we have to make that clear. That is our communion with God that we have with Him each and every day.
我哋要明白呢一個就係每日與神相交。
Right, and we have to make this distinction of union with Christ.
我哋要認出每。The communion with God.
Communion and reunion. There's two different ideas.
我哋要知道有两个意念，一个意念系与神相交，另外一个意念系与神联合。
When we reform theology, when we use this term union with Christ.
改革中神学，当我哋用呢个字眼与神联合。
It's actually to talk about our sovereign gift that we've been given to Christ.
We, the sovereign gift.
That we've been given this sovereign grace by Christ.
与神联合的意思就是藉着神有主权的恩典，我们与基督联合。
So this union with Christ happens when you become a Christian.
而我们与基督联合几时发生，就是当你成为一个基督徒。
And what you are united to Christ through His death and His resurrection.
藉着主耶稣基督的死和复活，你与基督联合。
Right, that union with Christ.
而这个与基督的联合
doesn't fluctuate.
是不会变的。
It's not something that's dependent on our own human works.
因为不是基于我们自己人能够做到什么。
It doesn't depend on your obedience or disobedience.
也都不是基于你信不信服。
You're united to Christ because you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
你与基督联合是因为你接受主耶稣基督为你的救主。
And you're joined to Christ through His death and resurrection.
而你与基督联合是基于祂的死和复活。
And that union is permanent.
而这个联合是永恒的。
Right, it's based on what Christ has done for you on the cross.
是基于主耶稣基督为你在十字架所做的。
Right, so when we talk about this idea of being relationship to Christ, we're not talking about that union that you have that God has given you through His blood.
当我们讲到与神相交的时候，我们不是讲紧话与神与基督合一。
So a lot of times when we're talking about relationship, striving for God, we're talking about communication.
当我们说我们要在跟基督的关系成长的时候，我们是讲紧要跟基督有这个相交。
Communing with God.
跟神有这个相交。
If you are truly one united in Christ,
如果你实在在基督里面是合一的，
God will never forsake you.
神是永远不会撇下你的。
But if you're a Christian that continues to walk disobediently,
但是如果你是一个基督徒继续的去不信服反叛
The consequence is that you will feel the distance from God.
你所面对的结果就是你会觉得神远离你
And ultimately you will feel His discipline.
而最后你就会去经历到祂的管教
Because God will always discipline those He loves.
因为神必然去管教祂所爱的
Until we willfully seek to obey Him and love Him.
直至到我哋乐意嘅去信服佢。
So we must never confuse the two, okay? Communion and union.
所以我哋唔好混淆咗呢两样嘢，一个系与基督联合，一个系与基督相交。
All right, so a Christian that's united in Christ will always
信徒系一个与基督联合嘅。
You'll always eternally have Jesus' righteousness covered over you.
你喺永恒里边就有主耶稣基督嘅公义嚟到遮盖你。
This communion with Christ is a real and responsive relationship you have daily with Christ.
但是你同主耶稣基督的相交是实在的，是每一日的相交。
And it's when we walk daily in that obedience in communion.
但是当我们每日去信服同基督相交的时候，
That's what helps us to abide in Christ daily.
这个就帮助我们每日都在基督里。
When you walk in obedience to God daily,
当你每一日的去信服神，
then you're abiding in His love.
你就是每一日都在他的爱里。
You know, that's our goal, right, as a Christian.
我们做基督徒这个就是我们的目标。
You know, John 14 talks about we love Him and therefore we will obey Him.
约翰福音十四章话：我哋爱佢，所以我哋就会去信服佢。
And the question that we want to ask you this week.
咁呢个星期我 请问大家一个问题。
Are you abiding in Christ?
你是不是在基督里呢？
Are you abiding in His Word?
你是不是在基督的话语里呢？
And are you keeping His commandments?
你是不是遵守祂的话语呢？
You know, there's a very clear answer.
有一个很清晰的答案。
You know, how can you tell?
你怎样能够知道呢？
You know, the proof is actually in verse 5 and 8.
那個答案就是在第五節和第八節。
The proof is that you will bear much fruit.
這個的確據就是看到你結不結果子了。
I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Verse 8, And this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples.
我是葡萄樹，你們是枝子，常在我裡面的我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子了，因为离开了我，你们就不能做什么。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
A Christian will bear much fruit.
一个基督徒会多结果子。
You know, this world actually, the society likes to talk about results.
在这个的世代，在这个的社区，我们会很讲效果。
You talk about results, but that's not actually a biblical concept.
但是其实效果这件事不是一个圣经的观念。
You know, a machine can produce results.
一个机器也都能够产生效果。
And so can a robot.
一個機械人亦都能夠產生效果。
You know, there are, you know, right now, right, what are they telling you? That there are AI robots that actually will be able to make you more money than Berkshire Hathaway, you know?
現在呢有個講法就是說呢，一些機械人呢能夠幫你賺多更多的錢，比買呢個某個公司的股票更多。
You can use AI to invest your money, it'll make you more money than following Berkshire Hathaway.
你可以藉住呢啲嘅機械人幫你投資多過你去投資入呢啲大公司。
It'll give you good results.
佢會俾你有好嘅效果啊。
All right, but machines are not living organisms that can produce fruit.
但係呢一啲嘅機器唔係一個活嘅機體，能夠幫你產生果子。
It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of cultivation in order for a Christian.To bear fruit.
我们一个基督徒要结果子是需要很多的时间，很多的喂养栽培。
You know, if you ever try to plant anything, you'll understand.
如果你是一个栽种植物的，你就会明白了。
I always try to grow these tomatoes.
我时时呢都想去种一些的番茄。
I've tried all sorts of ways to get a lot of fruit from my tomatoes.
我是尝试用很多的方法让我这棵的番茄树能够结好多嘅番茄。
You know, I haven't tried one of those hanging tomato trees. Ever try that?
你有冇试过呢啲吊转嚟种嘅番茄
？Yeah, the vine hangs upside down.
系吊转嚟种嘅，嗰啲根喺上边。
It didn't work out too well.
都唔得嘅。
Okay, it takes a lot of time and patience to actually bear good fruit.
你要用好多嘅时间，好多嘅心机先至结到好番
茄。You have to care for that vine. You have to prune it. You have to water it. You have to take away the dead leaves.
你要栽种嘅时候，你就要去修剪，你要睇住嗰啲根，你要用好多嘅时间，你要淋水。
You gotta keep all these bad bugs away from it. These bad influences.
你仲要将呢一啲害虫啊，呢啲对你有影响嘅嘢，
你 you know, you gotta swat them down before they eat your fruit.
你要喺佢哋食你啲果子之前咧，你就要赶走佢啦。
And it's only we can bear fruit if we're abiding in Christ.
我哋点样先可以结果子？当我哋在基督里。
Right, because why? It's God that actually bears the fruit in your life.
点解？因为系。神在你生命里面结果子。
He's the one that feeds you.
就是他喂养你。
He's the one that prunes you.
就是他帮你截枝。
And that everything you do will do, what will happen? It'll give him glory.
而他所做的每一切是什么呢？就是将荣耀归于他。
You know, it brings him joy to see your life bear much fruit.
当他看到你生命结多果子的时候，就让他有一个喜悦的心。
But we also must remember.
但我们也要记住。
You're the branch.
你是枝子，
the fruit that you bear,
你所结的果子，
you don't really get to eat it.
你不会吃的。
All right, you're the branch that bears fruit for others to eat.
因為你個枝子所結嘅果子係俾別人去食。
So we got to remember that we don't bear fruit for ourselves.
你要知道我哋所結嘅果子唔係為自己嘅。
God bears fruit in your life to be a servant to others.
係神喺你嘅生命所結嘅果子，讓你能夠服侍別
人。That fruit that God wants you to bear is to feed others.
神要你嘅結嘅果子就係去餵養別人。
Feed others God's word.
就將神嘅話語亦都餵養別人。
All right, that's what bearing fruit also means, to provide God's word.
呢個要結果子，另外一個意思就係咁，將神嘅話語俾個人。
To feed others, Proverbs 10.
喺箴言嘅第十章就係咁樣。
And if we read the Bible, there are a lot of fruits that God wants us to bear.
當我哋讀聖經嘅時候，我哋知道神要我哋結好多個果子。
Everybody knows that bearing fruit means so.Bringing the gospel to others, helping others to be Christians.
個個都知道，其中一個果子就係將福音帶到去別人嗰度，讓別人亦都能夠成為一個基督徒。
Bearing fruit in other people's lives and helping others to know Christ. Romans 1.
羅馬書第一章就話要幫別人嘅去認識基督。
Romans 6 reminds us what is bearing fruit is bearing fruit in obedience.
羅馬書第六章話咩叫結果子啊？就係要結信服嘅果子。
That each and every day we are growing more obedient to Christ.
意思就係話我哋每一天更加嘅去信服。
Bearing fruit is
我哋要效法基督。
Growing in humility.
結果子就係要有謙卑。
Bearing fruit means you're growing in love.
結果子意思就係你要喺愛裏邊成長。
You know, Christians bear fruit.
基督徒係結果子嘅。
And we bear fruit by being dedicated to God.
我哋如何能夠結果子啊？當我哋係對神有忠心。
And what is the biggest fruit that we are to bear?
我哋要結最大嘅果子係咩啊？
The fruit of the Spirit.
就係屬靈嘅果子咯。
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. Galatians 5.
加拉太書第五章講到。喜樂、仁愛、和平等等。
And it is God's joy to see us grow.
而當我哋成長嘅時候，就帶俾神最大嘅喜樂。
That His fruit of the Spirit grows in us.
就係佢嘅聖靈喺我哋裏邊結果子。
You see God's love more in you.
你就會睇到神嘅愛更加喺你嘅生命裏邊。
Do you see God's joy in you?
你睇唔睇到你有神嘅喜乐喺你里边咧
？Okay, that's the most one of the most important verses that he brings out in verse 11.
喺第十一节佢就讲到呢个好重要嘅一点。
What does that say?
佢呢度讲咩啊
？These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, that you your joy may be full.
这些事我已经对你们说了。是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
See, our lives must be full of joy.
我哋嘅生命必然要充满喜乐。
Or that is a fruit that God bears. One of the fruit. Well,
因为呢一个系神喺我哋生命里边所结嘅果子。
Joy is a fruit of the Lord.
因为喜乐系一个。
You know, we're all looking for that happy life.
我哋每一个人都想有一个快乐嘅人生。
You know, but you realize that earthly happiness fluctuates and it's depends on our circumstances.
但系你知道快乐呢样嘢系会有改变嘅，快乐呢样嘢系基于我哋嘅光景。
But that joy, the fruit that God wants us to bear.
但系神要我哋所结喜乐呢个果子咧。
It's a fruit that is not dependent on our circumstances.
呢一個嘅喜樂唔係基於我哋嘅光景。
It's a joy that's dependent on Christ.
因為呢一個嘅喜樂係基於基督。
And it's His love that never fluctuates for you.
因為基督對你嘅愛係永不改變。
So when you have that joy of your salvation,
所以當你有救恩嘅喜樂
the joy of having Jesus as your Lord,
當你有主耶穌基督是你主宰的这份喜乐。
That is a joy that nobody, nothing can ever take you.
这一份的喜乐，没一样东西，没一个人可以在你里面拿走。
That's why even when you talk to Judy,
所以就算你跟 Judy 说，
when she's facing this death,
当她要面对死亡，
the only thing we can cling to,
她所捉紧的是什么？
Is that joy of our salvation?
就是救恩的喜乐。
That we know that we will be with Christ, we will be united.
因为我们知道我们会与基督联合，与他一起。
Forever. That's the question we want you to ask this week to yourself. Am I abiding in Christ?
今个星期问下自己究竟我系咪在基督里？
Ask God to fill your heart.
求神去充满你嘅心。
That you will embrace Him.
你所拥抱嘅揸紧嘅就系基督。
To realize that you need Him.
去知道你需要佢。
It's only His grace that can give you life.
唯独祂的恩典才能够赐给你生命。
And He offers you that gift freely.
而祂是白白地将这份礼物赐给你。
All you need to do is to ask Him to be your Lord and Savior.
你所需要的就是请祂成为你生命的救主。
Ask.
去求问。
Ask in faith.
凭信心地去求。
And He'll answer that prayer.
祂就会回应你。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we come before you, we thank you for your words.
天父，我们来到你的面前, 为了你的话语, 献上感谢。
It's your words that become the light unto our paths.
因为是你的话语成为我们路上的光。
It's your light that shows us, Lord, our own hearts and our own souls.
是你的话语让我们看到我们的心, 我们的灵是如何。
Lord, shine upon us.
求你的光, 光照我们。
Reveal to us.
让我们看到,
those places and crevices we like to keep dark.
在有些什么地方, 有些什么的罅隙, 我们是仍然是在黑暗里面。
Lord, help us to reveal those.
求你让我们看到,
expose them.
让你让我们, 帮助我们能够看到,
so that we can lift these things up to you.
连这些事情, 我们能够交托,
that your light
你的光,
takes away all the darkness within our souls.
将我们生命里面的黑暗来到落走,
those crevices of fear, of crevices of self-reliance.
我们心里面的恐惧或者我们自己依赖自己,
those corners of really living for the things of this world.
我们如何的是为着这个世界来到过活。
And Father, we pray that you will help us.
求天父你帮助我们,
that we will, Lord, your word will shine brightly in our hearts.
用你的话语照亮我们的心。
And Lord, that you are the one that will grow fruit within us.
是你使到我们能够结果子。
Lord, we ask that you will forgive us when we, Lord, rely on ourselves.
当我们自己依靠自己的时候, 也求神赦免我们。
And we ask that your spirit will be active in our lives.
求你的灵在我们生命里面, 也是活跃的。
Help us to dwell.
帮助我们,
to abide in you.
帮助我们常在你里面。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's all rise and turn to our last